Today is Sunday, July 31st, 2016, and this...
Sigma Derby is a slot machine that 10 people can play together. This is a machine that has a life unto itself. And, you know, a lot of people believe if you come to Vegas and make your first bet on Sigma Derby, it's good luck for the rest of the weekend.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 562. Las Vegas!
Las Vegas. I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this week?
Great. How are you?
Great. We're doing a pre-recorded show. Mm-hmm. I had an interesting dispute on Twitter with our good friend Al from San Diego regarding the frequency with which we do pre-recorded, meaning like several days to a week in advance, mm-hmm. pre-recorded shows. And his theory was that we have maybe, he set the over-under at total number of times we've done this at 5 in the history of the show.
In the history of the show?
I said that's probably the over-under for the past 12 months. In fact, I looked and I think it was 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So he hasn't been paying attention is what I'm trying to say. Come on, Al, get with it here. Pay attention. And then the 500pedia Twitter account chimed in and provided no useful information as usual. For a Pedia type site, not even site, Twitter account, admittedly so, that particular person doesn't do a very good job of actually cataloging anything. So that's been my fun.
Yeah.
We're going to respond to a bunch of email questions this week.
I have a quick question.
Oh, perfect, because that's what we're doing this week, questions and answers.
This is based on our opening clip.
Uh-huh. That was from Pawn Stars.
Are we doing it wrong? We have never made our first bet on Sigma Derby. Is that why?
We have not.
We don't win all the time?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't plan to make Sigma Derby my first bet. I do like playing Sigma Derby on occasion, but
I do too.
I usually when I get there and I'm ready to gamble.
Video poker. All the way.
Yeah. I'm jonesing to
hit some deuces.
Yep. So that will continue to be the way that I arrange my trip. But if that works for you, then go nuts.
Okay.
All right. I like that clip. That was funny.
Mm-hmm. It was quite amusing.
So yeah, we're gonna do some email questions this week. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
All right.
Got a box full of letters. Think you might like to read. Send your note and desires. Means of contact, P.O. Box 8941.
Yeah, you know what?
Huh.
There we go. It's fading out.
Okay.
I think it's fading out later than before because remember, at one point, I said I was going to take care of the audio on that so it wasn't super, super, duper loud. Well,
yeah.
I actually did run it through the program I used to even out audio levels.
Uh-huh.
And I think that fucked up the fade out at the end.
Huh.
Lesson learned. So now I have to go back to the original.
Lesson learned. Never improve anything.
Never fix anything.
Never try.
Yes. All right. We've got a bunch of email questions we're going to respond to.
What if I had said no to your request earlier?
Then we would have just ended the show.
Oh.
Quick Viator spot. Done and gone. And that's it.
Hmm. That would be quite unsatisfying to the people who listen to the show, though.
I think it's usually pretty unsatisfying anyway, but they would have been very upset. All right, we're going to start off with an email question from Justin. He was wondering, he's been listening to some of the archive episodes lately, so I'm sorry. And we used to talk a lot about celebrity sightings. Mm-hmm. You know, every once in a while, we'll still get a call from somebody who had a celebrity sighting, but it doesn't come up as often lately, it seems. But he was wondering, since the listener base for this show has expanded so much over the years, have we ever heard from a celebrity who listens to the podcast? I've heard rumors mm-hmm. about celebrities listening to the podcast, but I've not heard from any directly, I don't think. Depends what your level of celebrity is that you're talking. Mm-hmm. I mean, I consider Brian Ibbett from Coverville a celebrity.
Oh, absolutely.
But as far as like known, I've heard that there's a member of a boy band who has listened to the show, but I don't really, that is unconfirmed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's true or not. Wasn't it a Backstreet Boy? Or uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not. And if so, hey, if you're a Backstreet Boy and you listen to the show, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. 500@gmail.com. We can be best friends. See, now he's not going to contact me. He's going to think I'm a stalker.
There's part of me that doesn't want to know, though.
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. We never make fun of the Backstreet Boys. I have nothing but respect. And if there is a Backstreet Boy listening.
And I'm not just saying that in case there's one listening. My love for them is well documented.
Well, and I've said I've been waiting for that residency to be announced just so I can sing on the podcast. Well, I could anyway, but I have kind of, you know, we have, standards for when we're going to sing on the podcast, and it's when a residency is announced. So I'm waiting for that so I can sing my favorite Backstreet Boys song along mm-hmm. with them. So, but other than that, I don't think we've had any. I'm surprised whenever anybody tells me they're listening, quite honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, we've had,
you know, I'm surprised when we're in Vegas and someone comes up to us and says, hey, are you? Oh yeah, we are.
Yeah. That's weird, but it's enjoyable. It's nice to meet people. So I do like when that happens, and you know, I'll be honest, it's kind of an ego boost when somebody comes up and tells you they love what you did.
Totally.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. Very kind.
So yeah, but as far as celebrities, no, unfortunately. Not that it matters. It's not like celebrities are any better than anybody else, except for the guy from the Backstreet Boys who might be listening. He's awesome. Oh, yeah. All right, Justin, thanks for that. Okay, Colby. Now, Colby and I have developed a work relationship.
Yeah.
This has happened 3 times to me during the life of this podcast where I will be in my other life where I'm doing work and not just...
Where you're being professional.
Yeah, where I'm being all professional and shit and not just, you know, obsessing about Las Vegas. I will get a press release because some of the stuff I do involves doing the stuff that I rail against on this podcast. And no, that's not true. So anyway, I get press releases unrelated to Las Vegas, and I've had 3 different times where they've come from listeners of the show, and I recognize the name of the contact person, and it's kind of a crazy, weird, small world thing. And I received one of those recently for one of my clients that I work for, and I actually needed the information that he was providing and contacted him for additional information. And he was a huge help as I put together an article on the exciting world of windows and doors. So thank you, Colby, for that. It was super helpful. And I will send you a link to the article once it's online in a few weeks. Anyway, he had a couple Dear Tim and Michelle questions that he submitted in April before we had this close working relationship. It was one email exchange. But anyway, I have a feeling that I'll be badgering him for information now. Mm-hmm. Now that I've got this connection of somebody who can help me with, I'm just going to be like, I don't know. I need to interview somebody. I'm just going to talk to Colby. He'll hook me up with somebody. It's good to have connections. Mm-hmm. Abusing my podcast relationships.
Yeah.
Anyway, questions for us from him from April. What is our biggest Vegas regret? Not related to alcohol.
Not regret. That, oh, yeah. I've had plenty of those.
Yeah. That tightens it down. He said, for example, a property that we always wanted to stay at, and then it was torn down. A show we always planned to see, and then it closed. He said for him, it was waiting until he was in his 30s to recognize how enjoyable solo trips can be. Hmm. Let's see. Is there anything that we put off a long time or that we didn't get around to seeing that we wish we had?
I wish we would have seen Siegfried and Roy.
I was just going to say the same thing. And you know what? I know that at the same time, I probably, when it was... out, I probably goofed on it and stuff, but in retrospect, yes, I wish we had seen that.
Oh, absolutely.
As far as hotels that I wish I had stayed at,
I wish I could have seen the Sands.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before. I mean, I would love to have seen a lot of the places, even like Caesars in its original form and things mm-hmm. like that, but I don't know, during the life that we've, that we've been going, I don't really...
I feel that we started going at the right time.
It's always the right time to start going. Second question, what one Vegas thing, could be a hotel, a restaurant, some sort of entertainment, etc., surprised you the most? Could be the hotel you thought was a dump, and when you stayed there, it was delightful. Could be the show that was supposed to be amazing, and it was a sack of hot garbage. I would say the thing that pops into my mind is a lot of times, I think early in the life of the show, before we stayed there, we kind of ripped on El Cortez a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
Because it was like an older place. And mm-hmm. Once we stayed there, we ended up having a great time. The standard rooms are pretty basic, but we've stayed there a bunch of times in the Commander Suites and really like it. Yeah. We like gambling there too.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one.
Yeah.
That has been a surprise. Aria.
Mm-hmm.
When we first visited Aria, we didn't really think much of it. No, that's grown on us.
Yeah. And I think part of it was the remodeling because it was really dark and gloomy.
Yeah.
And...
yeah. They made some changes early on to make the casino nicer. But then staying there, you get a greater appreciation for anywhere when you stay there, I think.
Yeah.
If you have a good, a good experience staying there.
And then opposite experience, I did not enjoy staying at Caesars.
Yeah.
There were a couple rooms that I was just, there was one that was facing the Colosseum wall.
I remember that, the no-view room.
Yeah. No, there was another no-view room.
Oh.
The no-view room was facing the suite that we were coveting.
Oh. Yeah, so those are probably the big ones for me. I'm trying to think if there are any restaurants that were super surprising.
Gordon Ramsay Pub was disappointing.
Yeah.
But steak was fantastic.
Right. But a steak we expected to be fantastic.
But we expected it to be really good.
Yeah. I mean, occasionally you're going to get a bad restaurant experience. So we've had a few of those, but nothing that was like shocking, I wouldn't say. Yeah. So I guess that's how we'd answer that one. All right. Moving along.
Those are well documented, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay. Questions from Shane. These came in May. I don't know why that's... pertinent information, but that just tells you
just
how far behind I am.
Right. How often you read your
email. I'm getting fewer emails, which I think is probably a good thing because I'm not very good about responding to them a lot of times. But if you send Dear Tim and Michelle questions, I keep them stockpiled for occasions like this. So keep sending them anyway. Okay, Shane.
Those you will read.
I do a lot. I read all my email. It's just
responding.
I star them and intend to respond. I got a really nice email. I don't know if he's listening. I got a really nice email from a guy I went to high school with who I was friends with because I gave him and his now wife, another high school friend, a copy of my book and stuff. And he sent this super long email and it was really nice about their trip. They took a honeymoon trip there. And that was like 3 months ago and I haven't responded.
Oh,
I'm such a dick.
Yeah,
anyway,
well.
Everybody knows that. So if you're listening, Tim and Deb, I agree with everything you said, and I'm glad you had a good time. I could have just hammered that out right away, but no, I've got to. The longer the email, the longer it takes me to respond to. If somebody sends me a super short email, a lot of times I'll just hammer out a response right away. But I feel the need to put the same amount of effort into it that they did when they wrote the email. And it never works out that way. I never do. I'm a horrible person. Okay. Anyway, Shane has an email for us, a couple questions. And the first one is... he found out that we are going to be in Vegas in October for our Vegas Internet Mafia family picnic event. And he said they were planning on going in October around the 23rd, but we're considering now bumping it up to be there for VIMF, which would be great. We'd love to see you if you can make it. He said, we fly in on Saturday. How much will we miss? The main event is Saturday afternoon.
So it depends on
typically,
what time you get there Saturday.
We don't have a schedule for this year quite yet, but yeah, usually... we've got events Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday is kind of the biggies. Mm-hmm. So Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. So depends when you get in Saturday. If you get in early Saturday, you'll be in good shape. If you get in late Saturday, you're going to miss most of it.
Yep.
Sunday, there's a couple things usually. But
most people are hungover.
Yeah. So there'll be more information as it develops, but we don't really have a firm schedule quite yet. So continue listening, and if you're going to move your trip, I would say try to get in Friday or Thursday if you can. But if you can't, take in what you can. You know, we'll be hanging around. You can come and hang out with us and have a good time and have some drinks, and everybody will be happy. Second question. We're going to stay two nights downtown and two on the Strip. Not sure about downtown, looking at the California, Fremont, or Four Queens. Any suggestions on which one is the least dumpiest. You know, they've all been going through renovations. I think Four Queens has renovated a lot of its rooms, if not all of them. Mm-hmm. The others are kind of, well, I think Fremont might, I don't know if they're done with theirs. California is working on room renovations right now. You know, they're all pretty basic. Four Queens is probably a good choice just because you are, I think you can make sure that you're in a renovated room. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't stayed. I had a room at Fremont as part of a slot tournament. And I looked at it. I went up and used the bathroom and checked out the room just to see what it looked like. And it was nice. Very basic room. I think that one had been newly renovated, but it was nothing fancy, but decent place to sleep. But
clean.
Yeah. Like I said, California is going through renovations right now, so you may get an older room there.
How was the, well, you probably weren't there in the evening. I was going to ask about the noise on Fremont.
Yeah, no, I was just there during the day, so I'm not sure how that was. That's one of the things about any of the hotels facing Fremont Street. If you get a room facing Fremont, you're going to have some noise. So plan on staying up late. Mm-hmm. If you're a light sleeper, even if you're not that light of a sleeper, it's pretty noisy, so because it's so loud down below. So if that's important to you, request a room on the other side of the hotel if you can. So we hope to see you in October if you can make it. Finally, and I say finally, but it'll probably take a while to get through all these, our friend Danny Z always does a great job sending us a multitude of questions. I have not looked at these.
Okay.
So we will see how he did with his... When he hears the Dear Tim and Michelle request for questions, he comes through and... A couple days ago, he sent me a whole batch. Actually, last week, right after the show, he sent a whole batch. So are you ready for these?
Yeah.
All right.
I hope so.
Number one, Venetian is trying something different with their gondoliers. You can choose any song for a floating serenade, so not just operatic ones. However, you must sing every chorus at full voice while standing, and by you, of course, we mean Michelle. What's the song of choice?
My Heart Will Go On.
You want a gondolier? You want to sing My Heart Will Go On while on a gondola?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know why.
What would I sing?
I wouldn't sing it well.
Are you proud of me for not jumping in and confirming that?
Yes.
Trying to be nice.
I haven't been jumping in when you're saying things like, oh my God, I'm a horrible person.
Oh, that's true. You have resisted agreeing with that.
Yeah.
But you've been kind of nodding. Yeah, he's a horrible person. Let's see. What song? Okay, every chorus, full voice while standing. I'd have to have a lot of drinks before doing this, first of all.
Yeah.
And it would be a bad idea for me to stand up in a gondola while drinking.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
It'd probably be right before I was going to go under a bridge. I'd smack my head. Oh. I'd sue Sheldon. I'd be a millionaire. It'd be wonderful. Okay, what song would I choose?
I just picked the first thing that came into my head.
This is a really good question.
It is.
So many good songs. Because it wouldn't necessarily be my favorite song. What is a song I like to sing? What do I sing around the house when I burst into song? Usually it's songs about our dogs, but... See, I should have read these in advance, so I was prepared.
Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No, I don't sing that.
Oh, that's me.
I'm going to go with Shake Your Love by Debbie Gibson.
Yes, you do the sing
remix,
that.
The remix version. Yep. The like 8-minute...
Shake, shake, shake. Yeah.
Yep. All right, what's your favorite Vegas memory from your first trip to Vegas? Well, it has to be getting married with Wolfman Jack marrying us.
Yes.
That is an easy one, because if I don't answer that, I'm going to be banished from the house. No, that would be. I mean, I don't remember a lot about that trip because it was so...
It was a blur.
Crazy. Yeah. I also remember just going on a mad tourist dash with our friends.
Andy and Megan.
And seeing a ton of stuff. So I remember that too.
Yeah, I liked that a lot. That was cool.
But otherwise, everything just revolves around the wedding. Mm-hmm. That magical... 4.5 minutes or whatever it was at Excalibur. Okay, number three. What do you think will be the next obnoxious food trend in Vegas? Interpret that however you want. It can be a specific food item, marketing phrase like farm to table versus manufacturing plant to microwave. that's what he said. Or whatever. Okay, next obnoxious food trend. I'm wondering if, and I don't know if this will be a trend... The restaurant at Bellagio that we've mocked for all of its catchphrases, I think it's called, is it called Heritage or something?
I don't think so. No.
No, not Heritage. Fuck. I can picture it. Roy Elmer is the guy behind it, I think. Anyway, it's all this farm-to-table bullshit, but they have something called a snack cart.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, I could see snack carts taking. I don't even know exactly what it is. I know that once a month they bring in other chefs from well-known restaurants to take over the snack cart, which I like that idea because you could just sample other chefs in this casual environment. But I don't know. I could see that. The other thing, too, I hope this doesn't take off, but it kind of already is at the place that we went to at Mirage that took over the
Heritage Steak?
Revolution Lounge.
No.
The Still.
Yeah.
The Still has an Airstream trailer that serves its food, but the waitresses who bring you your cocktails will not bring you your food.
No.
You have to go stand in line. And it's such a stupid hipster kind of thing to do that I could totally see that. I could see that happening at other places. Like, let's inconvenience our customers as much as possible. I don't know why anybody would want to do that, but it seems like Cosmo is most likely to have one of those places pop up next. Like, oh, we're going to do something here where we'll only bring – here's your menu. We'll bring you things from the left side of the menu, but not the right side of the menu. Something really dumb like that. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts? At one point, didn't you predict that cupcakes were going to become – no, it wasn't cupcakes. We were talking about what other food trends might be taking off.
Oh, I'd pies. Like to see hand pies. Hand pies. Bring it,
but
please.
You predicted that a while ago,
but
and it hasn't.
That has not happened.
Yeah. Anything else coming down the pike that you're aware of as far as hipster food items?
Oh, no, not
I haven't
that I
seen
can think
any.
Of.
No. It'll be something that we've never thought. It's some. It'll be
foam.
Something so dumb. No, that's already a thing.
Yeah.
That's the. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I don't have a very good answer on that one. What was your drunkest moment in Vegas?
Oh,
this is a three-parter.
God.
What stupid drunken decision did you make, and did it pay off?
Not having enough food or water before going to bed.
Yes.
Paid off in a hangover.
Drunkest moment.
Let's see.
Many of yours are documented on audio.
Oh,
thanks,
I know.
Thanks to me.
Thanks. Yeah. One of them was when we bought a big plastic Paris drink.
Oh, that was really early on.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower, and I ended up banging it into something and breaking it.
I thought you dropped it and broke it. Either way, you broke it.
I broke it.
Yeah, it was sad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember making any really stupid drunken decisions in Vegas. I'm sure I have, usually involving gambling.
Mm-hmm.
But not where I like pissed away my entire retirement savings or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I really have any bad drunken decisions. I pretty much, this will be a bad thing to say, but I think I hold it together pretty well when I'm drunk.
Oh, I don't.
Well, that's the thing. If you're really drunk, then I go
then
into...
Then you feel like you go into caretaker mode,
yeah,
which I appreciate.
I do.
But I hate putting you in that position, too.
Yeah, I hate being put in that position. I don't know that I have it. Well, drunkest moment. It's hard to pin it down to one specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never did anything completely stupid, like passed out or any...
Right.
Maybe... Was I super crazy drunk the time I decided to go up to the room and yak?
Yes.
Just so I could keep drinking, which I know is dangerous and could have been problematic. But I don't remember that I was that completely gone, but apparently I was. So we were drinking with friends, and I think it was right after my surgery, wasn't it? Not right after, like 2 days later.
No, it was a couple months after.
It was the victory trip after I had my cancer surgery, and I got pretty drunk, and at one point we were sitting there, and I excused myself, and I went up to the room,
and I was
strategic yak,
yeah,
and
tactical chunder
and then came back down and continued drinking.
Yeah, I went up to find you because I was freaking out. Like, what? Are you okay? What's going on?
I was fine. Yeah. All right. Get rid of one Vegas headliner and replace with a better headliner.
Ooh.
Okay, Pitbull is gone.
Yeah.
Replaced with
Backstreet Boys.
Well, yeah, Backstreet Boys are already coming, so that's an easy one.
Okay. Spice Girls?
Well, there we go. I'd be down with that. And now, oh, that wasn't even the rapid fire. Now the rapid fire no splash guard lightning round questions.
Oh, no splash guard.
I don't like the sounds of that at all. I don't like backsplash. Okay, number one. You can only drink and play video poker at one bar in Vegas during a 5-day trip. Where do you settle in?
The D-View bar.
Four Queens.
Oh, yeah.
I love playing at that bar at Four Queens right inside. Is it called? What is that bar called? King's Bar?
King's Bar?
Yeah, because the other one is the
Palace Bar.
Yeah. I just like because it opens up right onto the street, and I like sitting there watching people go by, except for the annoying street performers. But
and they have a really good deuces there.
They have really good video, a bunch of different
video poker in
different
general.
Video poker games, yeah.
Can I change my answer?
Yeah, go ahead. That's okay. Fine. Add two things to SLS to make it a viable destination. I don't know that two things would do it.
Change the location.
Yeah, it's not. There's nothing realistic. It's all a matter of other stuff building around it. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. Unfortunately, I have no answer. Yeah. There's not, I can't think of, because they've done a pretty good job now with their, they've got some decent entertainment there, but it's still,
pain in the ass to get to.
Yeah. Okay, rant opportunity. Oh, good.
Ha-ha.
Fill in the blank. Lately when I go to Vegas, I can't stand when people.
Mosey?
Yeah, that one's, there's no change to that one. It's always people just meandering slowly. And blocking the whole side. If they're meandering slowly and they're off to the side, no problem.
Yeah. But
it's when they're blocking the aisles and walking four people across and all that. So that hasn't really changed. There hasn't really been a new thing. After our next trip, maybe I'll have a different answer. But it seems like the last several trips, it's just been the moseyers. Maybe the Pokemon Go thing. Well, that'll just enhance the moseying.
Yeah.
Although I think, is that already done?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure if that's still a thing or not. It's like 2 weeks old. I suspect a lot of people already quit playing. All right. Move one downtown hotel casino to the strip and replace a current strip casino. What do you move and what do you replace? Okay. So we're moving a downtown hotel casino to the strip.
I want to say downtown Grand just to give it a chance.
Give it a boost?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go along with that. We're moving downtown Grand to the Strip, and we're replacing. Okay, so where would we put it? What would we replace on the Strip?
Luxor.
Yeah, could do that. You think it would do better there? I suppose it would, just by nature of being there. I would replace, wait, does he, oh yeah, strip casino. I was going to say, I would replace one of the dirt lots on the north end of the strip, but that's not a good answer. It has to be one of those strip casinos.
I would also say Circus Circus, but then that's not really solving their location problem.
Well, yeah, that's the one I'd most like to see go away if I had to choose one. I'm trying to think center strip, if there's anything that I would especially like to see gone. Not really. I mean, I wouldn't be upset if something happened with Bally's. I like Bally's, but I think that I would like to see something better there.
I was just telling a friend of mine how
I'll go with Luxor too, because I'm lazy and can't come up with a thing.
I was just telling a friend of mine that we enjoyed staying there, but we didn't really play there. And he found that he had the same experience, that there's the casino. There's really nothing that is exciting about it.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe we've said this. I would rather play at, or I'd rather spend time at Excalibur than Luxor.
Yes.
I know, which is saying
a lot.
We just
said that recently too.
All right. Final question. You get a third boxer. That's the dogs. We have boxer dogs, two of them. And he said, it's hypothetical, but Max totally needs another friend. No, he does not. He needs nothing. Name it something Vegas-y. Ready? Go.
Oh.
Craps.
I was going to say Harry Styles, but that's not
Vegas-y.
Vegas-y. Carrot Top.
You'd name a dog Carrot Top? That's a horrible dog name. I do like when dogs have people names.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe...
We almost named Otis Elvis.
Could we name it Steve Wynn?
Yeah.
It'd be funny. Come here, Steve Wynn. I like it when they have first and last names. Yeah, I would probably go with Steve Wynn. Mm-hmm. It'd be weird to have a dog named Steve Wynn. There we go. That's my answer. All right, that's it. That's our questions for this week. Did you enjoy our Dear Tim and Michelle bonanza?
Sure, I did.
Me too. So
I always feel that the answers could vary. Like if we would have recorded the show an hour from now, I could have had totally different answers.
Or when we're drunk.
Or that.
You never know. Or at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, those are our answers for right now at this very moment. Yeah. And after we're done recording, we'll think of better answers to all of them too, which is always fun. All right, so before we go, we want to talk about our friends and sponsor.
Viator. Viator. It gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, tomorrow is August. Oh my God, it's already August. And that means National Parks Month.
Oh, I thought it meant State Fair time.
Yeah. National Parks Month is more fun.
Yes.
So you should get out there.
And more national.
It is. You should get out there and see some nature. There's all kinds of cool stuff on Viator.
It's right there in the name.
It is. It is. They are parks. Explanatory.
Uh-huh.
And they are of a nationwide nature.
Mm-hmm. And it's a month.
And it is the month of August. So some of the things you can do at national parks, courtesy of Viator. They've got all kinds of stuff in all kinds of national parks. So you go to the Grand Teton National Park, for example.
Yeah, you do.
Guided tours. They've got a whole variety of guided tours of Grand Teton National Park. You can go to Yosemite. You want a guided tour of Tetons?
I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, I'll take one. You go to Yosemite. They've got tons of stuff at Yosemite. Zip lining, backpacking tours, day tours from San Francisco, camping adventures, customizable walking tours, ATV adventures. They've got some really cool photography. If you're into photography, where better to learn to be a better photographer than Yosemite? They have an Ansel Adams Legacy Photo class. They have different beginner and advanced photo lessons. That would be really cool. Another national park, the Everglades. Mm-hmm. I received an email from someone recently letting me know that the thing I frequently refer to as a fan boat is called an airboat.
Oh.
My hand has been slapped for getting it wrong. So, yes, of course.
That wouldn't be the first time.
No. Tons of it. My hand is usually slapped during the guided tour of Grand Tetons. The Everglades tours include all kinds of airboat related tours.
Mm-hmm.
You can swim with manatees.
Yes.
They are so cool.
That would be cool.
Yep. They have day trips, walking tours, kayak tours, camping tours, all kinds of great stuff. In addition to that, there's all kinds of adventures and fun at Zion National, Yellowstone, and Denali. All kinds of great stuff in the national park. So get out during August if you can to a national park and let Viator make your experience better. You can check out all of the great stuff at Viator.com. Tours, attractions, day trips, all kinds of great stuff. And of course, as we mentioned last week, use their iOS and Android apps and you can book on the go. 500bymidnight.com is our website and you can click on our Viator link before booking and we get extra credit points. Thank you, Viator. We appreciate your ongoing sponsorship.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get out of here. As always, if you have not yet bought my book, I would love if you would because then I won't have to stand by the freeway with a sign saying, "We'll write Vegas books for dollars." It's called The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas, and you can find out all the details and find the purchase links at LasVegasOutsidersBook.com. As always, our website is 500bymidnight.com. You can send your Dear Tim and Michelle questions to 500@gmail.com. You can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And of course, our voicemail line is available to you around the clock at 702-866-9494. Thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We'll be back very soon with another show. Until then, have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.